Thanks for calling Nationwide Personal Lines Underwriting. As a reminder, for assistance with how-to questions or navigation in Policy Center, please select the live chat button in the upper right-hand corner of your Policy Center screen. For help with passwords and access to applications, press 1. For inquiries about premium changes and reinstatements, 2. For payments and billing or other help with any of your policies, including ID cards, Smart Ride or Smart Miles, or adding and replacing vehicles, 3. To report or check on a claim, 4. For power sports only, RV, boat, or motorcycle, 5. For auto, property, or umbrella underwriting, 6. To hear, this call may be recorded and monitored for general business purposes.
Thanks for calling underwriting. This is Aaron. Yep. Okay. That does happen a lot. So there's two ways you could go about this. Basically, you could either just flat cancel that one and rewrite it because, you know, these are all dates in the future. Or we could do this, like, two-day business process. It's real time in that they can get deck pages and stuff. But basically, we can change the effective date on the policy that's out there. It doesn't matter, really. A lot of times they like to have the same number, but sometimes people don't care. One reason I say to rewrite and just flat cancel it is because sometimes people find that easier for billing or for whatever else. Sometimes people find the other one easier, but we can do either. Right. Yeah, I know it's doable. So let me see here. We can do it. I'm just pulling up the page. There's a certain code I have to put in here to let me do it, but it's all good. I just have to remember the right code, so I'm pulling it up now. Let's see here. Sorry, it's taking me a second here. Full term. Here we go. All right, here we go. I'll get the policy number here in a second, and I'll put it in. Let me pull up that page for me here. Property. All right. So while I'm pulling that up, what's the policy number? I'll pull that up too. Okay. Let me pull this up here first. HR. Okay. I'm Lori Krogel. Very good. And I see, like you said, effective 2/11. Looks like it was issued a few days ago, so it's all good. So we want it to be 2/7, right? All right. Yeah, you're good. Monday, 2/7. All right, let me put it in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to flat cancel this 211. And flat cancel. What that will do, like basically we're pulling this policy off and then bringing it back on with the new date. So I'm first going to do this part, canceling it now, 211. And the reason I said it's a two-day process, it has to wait. The policy's real time. We'll have the deck pages out here and everything, but billing goes to stuff goes to billing once a day. This way, the 2 days lets it see that it's canceled and lets it clear it out and then come back on with the new date and everything, so it doesn't get all flustered and confused. So almost there. Now, you can get it here in a minute, which is why a lot of people do it this way. So we're going to do this 2-7, and they're inputting it now. You'll see it in a second. All right. And this is all purchase, which I'll just change the purchase date to 272, make it all look perfect. And then quote it. It should be no change, obviously, but it's thinking. There we go. Shoot. Cool. There we go. So almost done with this part. All right, so if you go ahead and reopen that policy now, you'll see it's canceled. Yeah, go ahead and click the policy link again. And then once you're in it, on this, like, say, the summary screen, you can see there's a pending transaction there down in the middle. The rewrite full term, that's it. If you click on that transaction number, that's in 2 days. I'll push that through. So, and by 2 days, it's literally 48 hours. So, like, end of the day, Friday, probably. Either way, we know it's going to happen. So, you can click into that work order, that transaction number. Once you're in that rewrite full term, you can click on the documents and your deck page will be there. Yeah, it should be that. Let me see here. Yeah, go to... No, it should be just one. It says uploaded 2-2. But if you're seeing a whole bunch, you're probably just in the policy. Right now, this change of effective date, technically it's not issued yet. I mean, you and I know it will be. But it's still pending, so it's not in the documents for the rest of the policy yet. You just got to go into the rewrite transaction. Yeah, so go back to your policy and see where you've got that pending transaction. Okay. Yeah, that pending one, right? That's it. Once. Oh, yeah. That's the one. Sorry, I probably confused you because they start with the same numbers. Yeah, that's the technical one, the pending one. It's pending. It's not issued yet. The only reason it's not issued is because the system makes us wait those 2 days, but you and I know it's going to happen. And if you click on that... Yeah, you should be good at it here in a second. You'll see it. It's the same idea. Like when you, like, say on an auto policy, you're quoting or you're excluding a driver or something, those changes will create the forms in the change. And then once it's issued, it's out there. But that's kind of another trick there like that. Hey, no problem. Thanks. Thanks, you too. Bye.